Well, here's a good one for all of us. These are Sheikh Noor's renderings of Quranic verses. O my servants, who have transgressed against the innate nobility of your own souls, never doubt the astonishing mercy of Allah Most High, who can forgive and erase every negation and distortion. He is ceaselessly forgiving, infinitely merciful. Oh, that's such a... I mean, if we wanted... And we couldn't find a better ground to stand on than that.
Oh,
yeah. So... Good. So we were just reading about Allah's all-embracing, always present mercy and forgiveness for those who, of us who transgress against the innate nobility of our own souls. This is so wonderfully perceived. So our souls, and this is Sheikh Noor, this is where it takes a master heart to read into the Book of Knowledge of Quran, because so he perceives, and through his training, years and years of spiritual training with masters, he learned of the nobility of the soul, of the heart, that it is innately noble. And he doesn't, so he doesn't say that just out of a book. He says that from the direct experience of his own soul. But we err. That's also part of our nature, and the nature of the soul is to err, as well as to be innately royal and noble. But it is the nobility which is the victorious one. And because the creator of that soul is there to forgive us, and even the creator of the soul, which is the erring soul, Allah is the creator. So the really high Sufis know that everything comes from Allah. So even the errors. Amen. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. How beautiful. So knowledge, this is why it's said that knowledge liberates. It releases us from conventional thinking. And the burden, conventional thinking is a huge burden on us. And, you know, we labor under it every day. It's like we go out into the field of convention and we labor. And little by little, you know, those fields hopefully are emptied because people are taking, the roots of mystic paths and learning about the innate nobility of their own souls, and to follow that to its source, where the soul originates from and where it abides. Alhamdulillah. Well, this is a very important, so I'll read it. This is the second surah of the Quran. So you can hear this. This is a true Islam, what is expressed here. Alif Lam Mim. This is the universal book of reality, the divine guidance, the science of certainty, open to those who live in total awe of Allah Most High, who constantly acknowledge the divine mystery, who are ceaselessly engaged in prayer and acts of generosity, freely sharing whatever abundance we have divinely provided for them. These lovers respond wholeheartedly to the revelation streaming through you, my beloved, which is precisely the same message that flowed through all my previous messengers. The persons who in this way assimilate divine guidance directly from their Lord are the fully realized ones, the true human beings. Mashallah. Mashallah. So this is really a...
read that again, please.
Read again. Alif Lam Mim. This is the universal book of reality. The divine guidance. the science of certainty, open to those who live in total awe of Allah Most High, who constantly acknowledge the divine mystery, who are ceaselessly engaged in prayer and acts of generosity, freely sharing whatever abundance we have divinely provided for them. These lovers respond wholeheartedly to the revelation streaming through you, my beloved, which is precisely the same message that flowed through all my previous messengers. The persons who in this way assimilate divine guidance directly from their Lord are the fully realized ones, the true human beings. Wow. So this is a description of the human being. It's a description of the teaching of the Quran, of what it is. It calls itself the Book of Reality, the Divine Guidance, and the Science of Certainty. So it's like the science is almost like the keys to true knowledge. But what opens the book is to be in awe, and or to be in gratitude. Awe and gratitude, you know, go together, that we are amazed, and we have that beautiful Allahi, we are amazed, that we are amazed by our life, we are amazed by the generosity of God pouring forth instant by instant this magnificent creation and sustaining us instant by instant and giving us the astounding faculties of hearing, seeing, knowing, tasting, feeling, loving. And instead of, you know, numbing it, so the conventional mind, and so it's interesting, it's kind of in the same theme, the conventional mind is a numb mind, really. It's a numbness, and it becomes then mechanical. The thinking becomes mechanical and self-preservative and calculating. Whereas the human heart, liberated from convention, is the heart that is naturally in awe and grateful and mystified and bewildered and in love. The natural state of the heart is to be in love. So, but this is why also we need communities, because, you know, the society doesn't really tolerate much of that. You know, you go in a store and you have to like quickly get your coffee and move out or do things. I mean, we're all in a, you know, almost a kind of patterns of haste and productivity. And when we get out, people are actually locked away. I mean, I've been there, you know, to those hospitals. You know, you've been there, others have been there to see that there are people who are saints in there, mm-hmm. but who just don't fit mm-hmm. into the field of convention. So this is why we need also mystic communities. This is why we need dergahs or temples or places where we can really be revealed and live in that free way. So this is why we say we leave our nafs, our limited self, at the door. It's for every teke, every Sufi teke, we leave our limited self at the door. So we don't bring the same problems that we suffer from outside, inside, or inside to our community. And, you know, it can be that way, that, you know, there are misunderstandings and conflicts, but they all come from the ego, really. It doesn't mean someone might not hurt us, transgress against us, but if we were not responding from our ego, it would be a very different thing. Allah is the all-forgiving, you know. Let's find that forgiveness in ourselves, and then, alhamdulillah, expect to be forgiven. So, I love this description of the ones who live in total awe of Allah Most High, and who are constantly acknowledging the divine mystery, thereby, you know, not relying on their own assumptions or presumptions or predictions or their own tiny drop of knowledge to, you know, make truth they are in awe of Allah's truth, and they see it as a great mystery being revealed, continuously revealed. And these ones are also engaged in prayer, ceaselessly in prayer. So that doesn't mean that we're doing salat all the time. It just means that we are in a state of prayer, that ourselves are praying. We're to be in a state of prayer means that we're open. The heart is open. Praying for people, just in prayer and tesbih. Acts of generosity flowing from us because Allah pours into us, and we're like a vessel that overflows. So naturally it's going to pour out. We're not afraid, and therefore we don't grip or grab onto or grasp. This is something, it actually even happens to the hands. Our bodies change on the path, and you will realize at a certain point that you know, before one could be so grasping and use that hands, what they call the, you know, opposing fingers, and that your hands change. You feel the change, that they become more supple and more open, and you can't, it's harder to, you know, you can do this if it's an exercise or something, but it's not a natural gesture anymore. The natural gesture becomes this openness where the whole body becomes open. So, and these are the lovers that confirm the revelation coming directly through Quran, through the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family and inheritors, and through all as it says. And this is where, you know, it's so important for the state of Islam, which is precisely the same message that flowed through all my previous messengers. So this means every sacred tradition. So they are there to affirm. We affirm the truth. This part of the function of the human being is to confirm the truth, every one of us. And so we affirm the truth as we hear it. And we don't do that necessarily by years and years of study. We actually do that by our very innate faculty of truth affirmation, which we have. So when we hear a truth, we recognize it. But that's why the Sufi path is more emptying out. We empty out so that our innate faculties can function. Alhamdulillah. So the persons who in this way assimilate divine guidance directly from their Lord are the fully realized ones, the true human beings. These are the Insani Kamil, which is in reach of everyone to become. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. I need a vote.
Yeah, I'm not.